Hi, I'm Nadia Malik.
Hi, I'm Andy Lee, and we're both from the London College of Fashion, University of the Arts London.
We're going to present our poster to you, which is about a curriculum design and delivery kit. It's a flexible and hybrid toolkit for co-designing and delivering curriculum.
The design of this poster echoes the design of the kit and how it might be used. So, for instance, the black rectangles and the white rectangles can represent different types of time. So we might have the black rectangles representing weeks, and then the white rectangles, depending on their size, might represent different forms of time. So a larger rectangle might be 2 hours, and a smaller rectangle might be 30 minutes.
Informed by device theatre and physical performance practices, we centre physicality and movement in this exploration of curriculum design. We present a trialled, sustainable, visual, interactive prototype kit. Through the gamification of curriculum redesign, use of the kit becomes akin to the process of professional performance making. The Curriculum Design Kit, or CDK as we're calling it, was developed to enable educators to think about pockets of student contact time and notional learning hours, i.e. credit points, in a fun, collaborative way, away from the psychological barriers of existing models and inherited norms. It consists of three sets of flexible components that are physical and digital, linear and non-linear, and synchronous and asynchronous. By first gathering in a physical space, then journeying through online platforms and considering new immersive environments, this research argues for a hybridity that cyclically informs iteration and innovation in pedagogy.
So image one down the bottom left starts to show how we first started to play around with paper and card. And this is where we started to have a look at the shape of each of the pieces, the scale, how the proportions should be relative to one another in terms of how we think time should be represented, and then messed around, moving around the room until we felt that the kit felt sort of manageable, something that was sensible within a normal kind of working space.
Second stage of our method, so we're looking at image two now, is when we trialled the kit with the performance programme at London College of Fashion, and it was trialled during a briefing about course renewal and course reapproval, so that the prototype of the kit was introduced right from the beginning of that thinking about curriculum redesign.
So by the time we get to image three in the middle there, we'd realised that we'd come at this from a very session-specific planning, but we realised working with teams that actually taking almost one step back and thinking a more general use of the kit, so to actually sort of visualise a course, year structure, unit lengths, was actually something that was useful too. So we started to almost take a step back and play around with the kit in that way.
We had some really good feedback from the initial tests, and image four shows how the kit was developed. So the pieces were developed to become magnetic on the back so that we could work vertically on a wall, and they became wiped clean on the front so that we could actually write on the individual pieces with whiteboard markers. And this obviously increased the kit's flexibility in terms of use and made it reusable and sustainable at the same time.
Image five and then shows how we tried to iterate through this physical work and get it get the kit into a digital platform. So we were here using Miro to capture the physical cards and shapes, and then to be able to put those up into a digital space so that there could be further replication, restructuring, and we could follow through with the colour coding and annotations so the teams walking out of the physical space and out of the room could continue both synchronously together as a group and asynchronously in their own time.
Some of the results that we've come across so far in the testing are that having pieces of information physically to place and move around really helps with kind of free-flowing conversation, and it's psychologically freeing for teams. That's some of the feedback that we've had from the teams.
There was also something that we observed around the openness of the space, and that as you were writing ideas up on the wall or on the page, everyone could see it, and that the discussions that came out of that meant that there were opportunities arising for cross-course collaborations, other opportunities sort of literally displayed themselves on the wall. And then again, that walking around and seeing each other's thinking was really key.
At a more personal level, doing this physically in a room together, you can observe and play a bit with interpersonal dynamics within teams and across teams. You can understand and develop those relationships more deeply.
Also, having spent a lot of time talking about the student journey or a learning journey, we observed that the physical walking through the curriculum, so walking up and down through a room, did seem to lead to some clearer and quicker thinking rather than being sat around an Excel sheet or a computer screen, and that the physical walking through a space, and so it might very well take you 5 seconds to get between week one and week three and another 5 seconds to get to week seven, really started to help people sort of clear people's minds a little bit in terms of being able to think about how they might develop the student journey.
The iterative nature of the kind of flexibility of the kit means that a synchronous physical kit with the asynchronous digital version and being able to use both and go back to both as a kind of iterative workflow, that really also developed the reapproval thinking in a performance discipline friendly way. So going back to this idea of professional performance making and iterating devised performances.
We started to think about the future potential of the kit so that taking that physicality and the use of space and not just having to take that into a digital space which was 2D, but actually to recreate some of that space and experience of moving around in immersive environments that we see coming with things like Apple Vision Pro, and that there could be some replication of the things that the results we'd observed in digital environments.
In terms of who could use the kit potentially, we originally thought that it would be teaching teams, academics, but actually it could be potentially used by students as well, or in combination with academics, so that curricula could be co-created or designed together as part of a more horizontal teaching and learning process.
So in conclusion then, we believe that through the use of the kit, the gamification of curriculum design has enabled free thinking, leading teams finding joy and enthusiasm for curriculum development as part of the course renewal process, performance making and curriculum development practices intertwined. We're still in the process of trialing and refining the kit with the intention that it becomes an open access aid to curriculum design, or maybe has uses as yet unknown.